President Trump, First Lady host King Charles, Queen Camilla for state dinner. Washington, First Lady Melania Trump organized a lavish state dinner co-hosted by her husband President Donald Trump in honor of King Charles III of the United Kingdom of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, and Her Majesty Queen Camilla, at the White House on Tuesday night. The celebration recognized the special relationship between the two nations on America's 250th anniversary. The Declaration of Independence was a miracle for the ages that sparked a far-reaching revolution in self-government and human freedom, Trump said. But even though the political bonds between the United States and Great Britain were dissolved forever, they thought, on July 4, 1776, the more powerful strands of memory, culture, and identity proved unbreakable in any conflict and grew into a friendship unlike any other on Earth. It's only natural that Americans begin this commemoration by paying tribute to the transcendent bond we share with the nation that Thomas Jefferson himself called our mother country. Trump congratulated the King on his address to Congress, which was well received with members of both political parties giving a standing ovation. "I've never been able to do that. I couldn't believe it," he said. They liked him more than they've ever liked any Republican or Democrat, actually. King Charles thanked the president for the invitation and warm welcome. "My wife and I are most grateful to you for your generous hospitality as the United States celebrates this special anniversary year of the Declaration of Independence," he said, while mentioning the recent incident at the White House Correspondents' Association dinner. "And may I also just start by paying tribute to your own courage and steadfastness and your security services for their swift action Saturday evening in preventing further injury." The King applauded the President's ballroom plans while joking about the British Army's burning of the White House during the War of 1812, calling it a real estate development that fails in comparison to the current expansion. He also gifted the President the original bell from the HMS Trump, a World War II-era submarine. "Should you ever need to get a hold of us, just give us a ring," the King said. Sir Clive Alderton, Principal Private Secretary to Their Majesties, and Tobin Andrea, Director of Communications of the Royal Household, joined the King and Queen's delegation, among others, at the dinner. Trump highlighted the attendance of recent Masters Tournament winner, Rory McIlroy, from Northern Ireland. "That was unconquerable courage," he told the pro golfer. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent and Commerce Secretary Howard Lutnick were among the Trump administration officials who joined the event. The Iran war was a topic of discussion between the two leaders, according to the president. "Charles agrees with me even more than I do," Trump said. "We're never going to let that opponent have a nuclear weapon." Several of the president's children, Ivanka Kushner and her husband Jared, Eric Trump and his wife Lara, and Tiffany Trump and her husband Michael Boulos, were also in attendance. Guests dined on a garden vegetable herb velouté with hearts of palm, toasted shallots, and micro mint for their first course. Herbs from the White House kitchen garden flavored handmade ricotta and morel mushroom ravioli for the second course, followed by Dover sole mounière with brown butter, spring vegetables, and potatoes pave. Dessert celebrated the signature White House honey in a chocolate gâteau shaped like a beehive, served with vanilla bean cremeux and creme fraiche ice cream. Musicians representing the Marines, Army, and Air Force performed with the President's own United States Marine Band, accompanied by the Army Chorus, Army Strings, Army Herald Trumpets, Air Force Singing Sergeants, and the Air Force Strings. Floral arrangements were chosen to reflect a shared appreciation for gardens, according to a statement from the First Lady's office. Cherry blossoms enhanced the grand foyer, with garden boxes brimming with blooms and tall trees placed throughout the dining room. Displays of butterfly ranunculus, lilac, lily of the valley, and phlox beautified tabletops covered with green linens, set with more than 250 pieces of vermeil and the finest handcrafted ceramics. Hand-painted menus add to the pageantry, with courses served on historic china from Presidents Bill Clinton and George W. Bush.